boy, faster! I will fill my pie!
The Big Hope claim finally proved to hold the richest gold deposit in the West. Jim Halsey, after years of discouraging effort, found himself in a position to repay the friends who had trusted him and give employment to everyone in Red Rock. It was a small but happy town, and the story of the Big Hope spread far. Then came disaster in the form of the Jake Larson gang.
Sheriff, you two come with me. The rest of you watch the street. Get up there.
Jake, there's a critter coming. Looks like he means trouble.
Yeah.
I'll fix it.
Oh, there, boy. Watch the door. I'm seeing the sheriff.
We'll watch, Jake. What's all this gunplay mean? Here, you. Who are you in those wild blues? I don't care how good you feel, you can't come to
me. Shut up. Get back inside your office. You hear you? Just shut up. Get in there, Sheriff. I gotta talk to you.
White Thunder,
you listen. My name's Jake Larson.
Jake Larson?
Oh, heard of me in my army, huh? Well, we're here to help you, Sheriff. Help you our way.
Help us? What do you mean?
Well, we heard stories about savage Indians around here. So we aim to help you fight them. Savvy?
No, don't know what to do. I heard that your gang...
Never mind what you heard about my gang. They're taking this town over. You can stay here as a sheriff and follow my orders, or I'll put a man in your place.
Your orders?
I get it all worked out. See Jim Halsey and take over the mine. People that work there can keep their jobs at half the pay.
Take over the mine? Well, you can't...
Listen to me. We'll run the store, but the owner can stay on and work there. I'll put my own men in the express office and the telegraph office. The postmaster can stay if he lets me see all the mail that comes and goes.
You can't get away with that.
No.
Robbery. You're a fat, even wolf. I won't take orders from you. You or any other self-respecting man in this town.
You think Larson will have trouble with the sheriff and that he can't handle... Larson's got a quick way of doing business. That seemed to come from the sheriff's office.
Yeah, good. There's Larson at the door.
Hey, Lennox.
Yeah?
Come in here. You're the new sheriff.
Oh, gee, I can't believe it.
It's true, I tell you, Mary. Jake Larson has taken over the whole of Red Rock. Sheriff's shot and the Larson man's in his place. The mayor's buckled under and has taken orders. Hank's been thrown out of the post office and warned that his wife will be shot if he makes trouble.
But what about the law?
Jake Larson's the law around here now.
Jim Hope, you think this can happen?
No word of what's happened gets out. Larson's had his plans all made. He's checking all the mail. He's got men on guard at all the trails out of town. He's put his own man in the telegraph office.
Jim, what are we to do? We won't have to submit to such things, will we?
Larson had a lot of men. I don't know what...
Come on in, men. Search this house.
See here, what's the idea?
Just a precaution, Halsey. My name's Richie. We're here to take whatever guns and rifles you have. Also, your ammunition.
Well, I'm Hank.
Don't bluster. Others tried it. You're being buried.
Please don't ruin my house.
You've got to search carefully. Can't take chances on a sniper's shot. Jake Larson doesn't want to get a slug in the back. Anything under this floor?
No.
No cellar?
No, we got no cellar.
Rip up a few boards to make sure.
Well, you needn't wreck the place. I told
you. Hi, Halsey. Counting on a lot of help from you. That is, if you want to stay on and run your mine.
Well, Jake Larson's gang can take all the gold.
If you don't run it, someone else will.
Oh, Jim, look.
Richie, what breed of polecats are you?
Get out of there, boys. Good. You don't let anyone get away with lies, Halsey. Remember that.
Come on in, boss. Get all the firearms.
Oh, you skunk.
Well, this is about the nicest house we've seen. You'd like to keep it, wouldn't you,
Halsey? You, Jake Larson.
That's the name. From now on, I'm running the town. Anyone that tries to shoot one of my men gets shot. If he kills one of my men, his whole family gets shot along with him. That clear?
How long do you think you can get away with this?
Long enough. Don't try to leave town. Don't try to send for help. There'll be rules and laws posted before nightfall. Those that disobey won't see sunup. That's all.
Night fell on a stunned community. Those who ventured from their homes were accosted by a hard-faced guard and ordered back inside. The workers in the mine had nothing but a life of slavery to look forward to. There were feeble attempts at resistance, but these were quickly subdued by gunfire. Jim Halsey sat with his head bowed, hurt and angry at the sudden turn of events.
But, Jim, there must be something that can be done. Men can't come in like those wolves and put a whole town into slavery.
I'm trying to think of something.
Is there any way that word of what's happened can be got out of here?
One of the boys tried to leave town. He was shot. Dan Blake's been horsewhipped till he can hardly stand for trying to send a message by the telegraph.
They've thought of everything.
And the boys that work the mine have been warned as to what'll happen if they stop working. They'll starve. So their families starve. Larson's gang has hold of the general store.
And all of the weapons.
Starting tomorrow, everyone's supposed to turn in a report on the number of cows and chickens and things he owns. I suppose next they'll start taking them.
But how can they get away with it? The gold has to be gotten out of here before they can use it.
Larson will have that figured out. He's got everything figured out. Chief, what is it? I reckon I already know. Ordinary people don't hammer on a door like that.
How's he?
Oh, it's you again, Richie.
Where is he?
Where's who?
Come on in, men. Search the house. I warn you, Halsey, if we find the fugitive hiding here shielded by you, it'll mean a plenty of trouble.
There's no one hiding here.
We don't know what you're talking about.
You take that room. You take that one.
Now, look here.
There was a stranger in the cafe. He refused to hand over his gun. He knocked three of our men down and got away. He seemed headed for this house. If he's here, you'd better say so.
I didn't see anyone hit.
Nor I. Go ahead and search if you want. But get it finished and leave us alone.
Well, maybe I'd better shut that door. The night air.
Leave it open, Jim. The house will need airing out after these critters leave.
There he is.
What's that?
The boys outside got him.
Come on. We're coming.
You won't stop me.
I'll die.
He's got a drink
of
another.
Uncle Carter.
Hold him. Get his gun. Where'd he come from?
I'll kill the critter.
Stop in time.
Cash for the man that brings them to me, dead or alive.
Jake, there's something about
him. Yeah, what?
I don't know if he was the same one that was in the cafe. It was dark. But I'm downright certain that when we fought him outside the Halsey house, he wore a mask.
Sure he wore a mask. He rode a white horse. The white horse was named Silver. If he gets clean away, we can look for trouble. But that man's a Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger, Mary. If only he gets clear away.
But he can't, Jim. Larson has things too well organized around here.
But if he does get away, there'll be hope for it.
Maybe.
There sure won't be no hope if he don't get away.
Oh, who's up, boy?
The trail ahead is blocked. All right, come on, Silver. Let's see if that tree just fell across the trail. More likely it was dropped there by Larson's men.
That'll do. Stand right there.
Bullard.
Oh, you clever stranger. Make a fast move and I'll let you have it.
You must be one of Larson's men.
Well, if I am, you know better to take a chance on me.
Lucky thing there are so few trails from Red Rock, isn't it?
Keep your left hand high. Take off your gun belt to your right and let it fall.
Had a lot of arguments tonight. Every one of them started when men tried to take my guns away.
Yeah?
Well, this is one argument you won't win. Hey, is that a mask on your face?
I'm close enough to find out.
I'll ask a question. Speak up or I will come close enough to find out. You'll be a dead duck at the time.
That's it, Shadow. Good work, Shadow. Began to wonder if you'd been chased out of your perch in the tree.
May have to move from one tree to another. Keep high in branches.
Where's Dan?
Him back in camp.
Beyond these outposts of Jake Larson?
Huh.
All right, then. We get there as fast as we can. Take this fellow along with us.
Have me put him in rope.
Get your horse. I'll attend to roping him. I can carry him in front of my saddle.
Scout's hidden a long way up on hillside.
Then get him. I'll beat you in camp.
An hour later, the masked man, Dan, and Tonto were grouped around a small fire hidden deep in the woods. The Lone Ranger told about the situation in town.
Jake Larson did all that we expected. More.
And you were right when you thought there'd be trouble in Red Rock.
Yes, Dan. I didn't think there'd be so much trouble. That man had everything worked out to the smallest detail. He's put every man, woman, and child in town in bondage. And he has an army with him.
Why, a boy.
Isn't there conscious now?
Oh, he is, huh?
Well, listen, stranger. You
keep your mouth shut, you'll hear what we say.
Well, these ropes are too tight. They cut my wrist.
Not nearly as much as a hangman's rope will cut into your neck.
It's a good thing you learned about them posts and guards and all the trails leading from town.
I'd known that before I went there, Dan. Belt might have gotten the first shot.
I got that. Just
the point is this. I don't know how a troop of cavalry can help.
Then you're not going to let me go for the troopers?
I don't know, Dan. Nothing left. We'll have a chance of combating the Larson gang.
Yeah, but don't
On the other hand, as soon as those men learn the troopers are coming to town, they'll make a shield of human beings. Troopers will have to shoot through the citizens to get the crooks.
Only two, three trails to town.
Yes, yes, I know it, Tonto.
We've got one trail without guards.
One horse coming to town over that trail would be heard. What chance would the troopers have?
Huh? Me not know.
Oh, golly, we can't lick the whole gang up alone. Or can we?
No, Dan. We can't.
We might try.
No. I'm going to use other means. Dan, I'm going to write out some orders for you. Read them very carefully.
Sure, I will.
Everything may depend upon how well you study your instructions.
We'll get back to the Lone Ranger in just a moment. To continue our story. 10 minutes have elapsed since the last scene. The Lone Ranger has prepared a message for Dan Reed and a second message for Dan to deliver. The first tells Dan to hurry to an army post. The second informs the commandant of the situation in Red Rock.
There you are, Dan. Take this with you.
Yes, sir. I've got Victor all saddled and ready to travel.
Travel east. You can study the message while you ride.
Right.
Good luck to you, fella.
Thanks. Come on, Victor.
Dan, plenty good rider now.
Yes, Tonto. It's a good thing he is. He has a long trip ahead of him. I don't want him to face the dangers in Red Rock.
Dangers?
Yes. There are plans underway. I talked to some of the men before I left town.
Do you think that kid can bring this?
I'm not asking you, Brelt.
If troopers come, there'll be the biggest wholesale massacre you ever saw.
That's what I want to avoid.
Now, look here, mister. If you let me go, and I'll forget all about how you captured me.
I don't care whether you forget about it or not.
Well, send in that kid for
Brelt.
Troopers.
Doesn't it occur to you that I want to avoid bloodshed?
Then why do
you think I'd have Dan bring troopers that would result in the death of a lot of people? There are other plans. After they're completed, you'll understand. The law will tell you what happened after you're in custody.
And you just sent the kid away so he wouldn't be facing gunfire.
What do you think? Come on, Tonto. We've got to leave here.
Sir, wait. You can't leave me tied here.
Why not?
Well, I'll starve.
Not before someone comes to get you.
Well, wild animals.
I don't think there are any that will bother you.
No, wait, listen to me.
Silver.
At least leave one hand free. Leave one of the horses here.
You stay as you are. Ready, big fellow. Ready, Kimosabe?
Be ready.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up.
Slowly through the night. The Lone Ranger, knowing the perils of his plan, put on a disguise beneath his mask and put a secret gun in the shoulder holster beneath his vest. Meanwhile, Larson's guard, Belt, struggled against the ropes. As the fire died to smoldering embers, he squirmed his way nearer and held these ropes against the hot coal. Then he was free. He rubbed his wrist, then stood, and a cunning light came into his eyes.
Larson will pay me handsome for what I can tell him.
Ralph started toward Red Rock on foot. It was well past noon when he arrived at the sheriff's office, which served Jake Larson as a headquarters.
Well, what are you doing here?
What's happened to you? Looks like you had plenty of trouble.
Never mind making comments on how I look. Larson and I had a hike from way beyond the outpost.
Hike?
Yeah. Been a lot longer if I hadn't taken shortcuts.
Well, a man on foot can make almost as good time as on horseback. Horse can't cross some of the places a man can.
I know all that.
What about your post? Aren't you guarding it?
Yeah, no need. And you'll agree after you hear what I got to tell. Last night, a masked man tried to get by me.
The Lone Ranger. Did you get him? There's $1,000 for you if you did.
He got me. He had a redskin helping him. The critter was in the tree and he jumped me.
Hey, you fool. Why didn't you...
Well, no, wait a minute. Jake, when you hear what I got to say, you'll be doggone glad he did capture me. I learned some of his plans.
Plans for what?
For getting you, getting all of us. Came back to town.
What?
It means he's here in Red Rock?
Well, I bet he is. He's got an uprising all set to go about sundown.
Oh, he has, huh? Who's in it with him? Name him and we'll make examples of him. Wonder how many more we'll have to drill before the stubborn fool savvy that we're giving the orders.
Well, I don't know all of his schemes, Jake, but I know one thing. His partner's a big redskin.
Is he in town, too?
I wouldn't be surprised if they'd be together.
I see.
If they're in town, we'll find him.
Lone Ranger probably won't be wearing the mask now.
Or the same clothes.
Oh, but we got to keep...
Me come look for boss of town.
Hey, there he is. Grab him, Ricky.
Stay where you are.
There we got you.
Take his weapon.
Oh, you bet I will. I got plenty to settle with you.
How'd you get free?
Well, maybe you ain't so smart. You forgot that red hot coals would burn a rope.
Oh.
Yeah, a knife, huh?
The law for packing weapons is that you die.
Me no.
Well, maybe you got something to tell us. Where's your partner?
Who you mean?
You don't blame well who we mean. The critter that wore the mask. Where are you and that hombre hiding out?
Me not talk.
Oh, the masked man, get him!
Hey, you bet.
Ticket. Now you're covered.
Shut up.
Me want you go away. Not come here. Now you prisoner, too.
Look that way.
Well, so you're the one that's made so much trouble.
Rope me, huh?
Knock my men around like they was ninepins. Let's see you use those fists now. Or those shooting irons. Hey, where's your gun?
There's a law against them in town, isn't there?
Yeah. Take off that mask. Let's see what you look like.
You take it off.
Don't go close, Jake. You grab your guns. He's liking them.
Well, what are your plans?
You, mister, we got plenty of them. This is a fine chance to drill you for keeps.
Yeah, Jake, shoot him and be done.
Now, wait a minute. Maybe he's worth more to us alive at the present. He's got information we need. He wouldn't let a peep out of him to save his own life, but he'll talk plenty to save the lives of others. Get some of the men and bring in the first 10 people you see. Townsmen. Bring them into the outside room. Line them up against the wall.
We want you.
What have I done?
Come on, save your best. The boss wants you. Come on, Mrs. Halsey. We're taking you to Jake Larson.
I'm glad to save you. He don't have any weapons here.
Come on, save your best. Get your husband at the tunnel. Get along, Halsey. You too, both of you.
Now, see here, if you want this tunnel to be
worked... Get on. Plenty of time to work the mine.
Line up there against the wall.
Now, look here, Larson.
You men draw your guns and hold them steady.
Right. Hear the word.
Oh, man, they can't shoot a fellow like this.
Oh, that's up to a critter that tried to help you. Bring him out, Ralph.
Come on out here and see what's waiting for you.
Possible that anyone could be as ruthless as you are.
No.
You don't know that, man.
Don't matter whether you know him or not. You're all going to face a firing squad if you don't talk.
I know you're not bluffing, Jake.
You bet I ain't. You ready, boys?
What do you want me to tell?
I already heard part of it. Tell the rest.
I can't tell you that.
Well, there's no scheme at all. We've all tried to follow your orders, Larson. We got no choice.
What's the scheme? Speak up fast or I'll give the word to fire.
Larson, tell those men to lower their guns. Oh.
All right, lower them, boys, but be ready. Now talk.
The men would sooner be out of work. They'd sooner be dead than see you get away with all their gold.
Go on.
Somewhere in that tunnel, there'll be blasts. There are charges of powder buried in there.
Say,
I don't know where. Probably not more than one or two of the men will know where it is. They'll be the ones to fire the blast.
So that
blast in the right place will seal the tunnel. Cave it in. It will take months to excavate and get back to the mother load.
Oh, so that's it, huh? Well, the ones that planted that blast will die.
Now look here, Larson. You found a way to beat any decent man. Wholesale murder. No man can defy you if by doing so he's responsible for the death of innocent people.
You're dag-nab right I got the way to beat you.
I can see why Halsey and the others have bowed to your will.
And now the Lone Ranger's doing the same, huh?
I don't want more people to die.
Well, then name the ones that set the blast. We'll make them show us where it is.
I can't name them. I don't know them.
Where is the blast?
I don't know that.
Well, then we'll find it.
That's a question. Every man in the tunnel to find the one that set it.
Yeah. If we send a handful of men to the tunnel, they'll be overpowered. Devils and picks are as good as shooting irons in a place like that.
Well, if you make all the men stay in a tunnel while you search, you'll be sure the blast won't be fired.
That's it. Richie, you tell the boys to round up all the others and take them to the tunnel. We'll search every inch of the place till we find the place where the powder's buried. And if some critter fires a blast while we're in there, he'll kill all his friends as well as that.
Almost every man in Larson's outlaw army went into the tunnel. Some guarded the miners while others questioned them. Still others went over the walls and floors of the tunnel inch by inch, searching for blasting powder, fused, and ready to fire.
Get one blast.
That's an harmless one. One that's set in the regular routine. You can see for yourself that a blast there would do no damage.
He's right.
They pushed me up.
Me do it.
I know.
The search went on with many threats from Jake Larson. Outside the tunnel, the town was practically deserted. But two or three of Larson's men had been left outside. One of these came up on the run.
What's the matter with you? Get out of here fast.
Troopers.
What? Soldiers. Cavalry.
He's
coming down
to
the town on the dead run. Hey, the troopers.
Me, George. We're taking over. Give me that gun.
Hey.
Get back there. That's the word back to the cavalry from town. Notice, Larson, that your men are trapped in this tunnel. You were careful to stay between the miners and the entrance. Now you're between the miners and the troopers.
I'll kill you.
Stay back.
I'll fix you.
You too, Grouse. You see, Dan brought the cavalry. Our job was to put you crooked where you couldn't use the townspeople for a shield.
No, we don't.
Me, it was all framed for you to let me capture you. Yeah, we should have killed you when we had the chance.
Tried it, Jake. This gun would have been used.
But a shoulder holster.
They're here.
Take over, Captain.
I've got it in your hands high. Yeah, sweep the hands and come up till they pour that into that tunnel.
We're coming.
Crooks all captured. Thanks to you, lad, and your fine riding.
It was the Lone Ranger.
It was Larson himself. He led his old men into a trap.
You'll pay for this. I'll pay every dime I got to the man that gets the Lone Ranger.
Larson, the Lone Ranger will be riding long after you've hanged by the neck till dead.
I'm still there. Away!